Double dice. Hey guys, welcome back to Double Dose. Annie, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I am good. What's been happening?
Well, my dog has been an absolute terror lately.
I saw your story.
Yeah. So last night I get home and he has just ripped apart a paper bag. I don't even know where he got it from. It was all over my living room, and he'd somehow gotten the baby wipes that I put on the dining table, gotten them down. It was just a nightmare. But he's just got so much energy. Like, he's got ADHD for sure.
Wants attention too.
Yeah.
He's come like, home and love me.
Yeah. He's like, fuck you, mum, for leaving. But oh my God, he's just so naughty. I can't deal.
They're so cute though.
I know. He's lucky he's cute.
Yeah, we have to love them.
I know. What about you? What's your update?
Well, not too much of an update, but this morning I went to the gym with Kenz, who we've had on the podcast.
Yeah.
And after that, we went to go grab coffee, and we were just crossing the road and we almost got ran over.
What?
By a lady, a Karen, who had two little kids in the car, and then she turned around and called Kenz a fuckhead for being on the pedestrian crossing.
Oh my God.
I think she mustn't have been paying attention. So she's like coming this way and we're walking from the side.
Yeah.
And she just like slammed on the brakes and she's like, it's not a crossing, you fuckhead. And Kenz was like, it is.
Oh my God. So it was obviously a pedestrian.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
But here there, well, in Burley at least, it was red and white.
Red and white, yeah.
And then at home, it's not red.
Yeah, it's just like white and road color.
Yeah. So I was like, wait, are we actually doing the wrong thing? She's like, no, it's a pedestrian.
It definitely
I was like, okay.
Is. That's so weird. What an idiot.
A fuckhead.
Yeah. Well, she's a fuckhead.
Yeah. Have you got a crazy story?
I do. So this isn't, it's not that crazy, I don't think, but it's very coincidental and weird. Okay. And I always find these things so like creepy.
Yeah.
So this was probably like 2016. So it was a while ago.
Okay.
I was in Europe with a bunch of school friends and we were sitting around in Spain. We're in a really random town in Spain and we were sitting around and we randomly started talking about this girl that we went to school with from like prep to year six.
Yeah.
We hadn't seen her in like over 10 years.
Yeah.
Randomly just started talking about her. I don't even know why. 5 minutes later, this girl walks into the tapas bar that we're at. And
what
we're
the heck?
Like, what the fuck? We literally haven't spoken about this girl or seen this girl in years. What are the chances that 5 minutes after we randomly started talking about her that she walked into this random tapas bar in the middle of nowhere
in
Spain?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So weird.
It always happens like that though.
It does.
It's like you manifest them.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like, it just gives me goosebumps.
Mine's not crazy at all. Mine's cute.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
I just
like
want
cute.
The world to know it was very cute. So my boyfriend doesn't buy gifts.
Right.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, he's like, I'm not wasting money. Who cares? If you want something, buy it yourself. Anyway, I'm going on about getting a new charm for my necklace. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you don't need it. It's just a waste of money. And I just kept sending him this one. It was $60 for this little clover.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm not buying it for you. It's just going to break and you're going to lose it. And there's no point. Anyway, we went out on a date. And when we get home, he's like, I want to give you a massage. And I was like, weird. Okay. Sure. And he's like, we'll take your necklaces off. I don't want to get like the cream in your necklaces. And I was like, not thinking anything of it.
Yeah.
And then he took them off, gave me a massage, and he slipped the charm onto my necklace.
Aww.
And then put it back on my neck. And then he did them up for me and we were sitting there watching TV and he's like, if I get this stupid charm for you, where are you even going to put it? And straight away, I just went, what do you mean? Like right here, and grabbed at it and it was there.
Oh my God, that is so cute. I love that.
That was only like a couple of weeks ago.
Aww, that was really cute.
So it's not crazy, but it's cute.
No, I like it.
if I lose because of that, it's fine.
Neither of them were that crazy.
I know.
I think it was just too... Oh, well, a nice story and a coincidental story.
Yeah.
I actually don't know who to give it to this week.
Well, you're going to have to make a decision.
I will have to make a decision.
All right. One each.
Any, mini, money. No, I really like the cute story. That was a cute story. So I think Taylor wins.
Fine.
Yay.
Okay. I'm up again.
It's full ASMR.
It is. Oh, not nice, not nice.
I actually had a subscriber ask me for ASMR.
Oh, I love doing ASMR.
Only today. I've never done it before, but he wants me to be degrading.
You can do that. It's easy.
This was not intended to be in the podcast, but if we put it in, we can he wants me to say like this, you're never going to be with someone like me.
That's really nice.
So I'm going to try that.
Do
when
it.
I get home.
Do it.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, so next up we have the sealed section. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about signs that your boyfriend is cheating.
This is juicy.
This is very juicy. I feel like we both have a lot to say on this topic.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I have only experienced this when he was like not coming home promptly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like we talked about on the last episode, or the one before, I think.
Yeah.
But he was... Yeah, just I had his location and he was literally going to her house and yeah, I could see.
That's pretty obvious.
And like he was just telling me and then, yeah, it only took a couple of weeks and I was like, yeah, this is, I can only believe this lie for so long. I'm just kidding myself too.
Yeah. I think when, especially like, you know, if it's a working boyfriend or whatever, if he's like coming home from work late a lot, that's always a bad sign.
Yeah.
And then just like weeknight saying, oh, I'm getting drinks with colleagues or I'm doing this and like that starts to get a little bit sus when it's like too frequent.
Yeah.
I think.
Like you don't want to hang out with your workmates that much.
No, like that's a bit strange.
I'm trying to think of like other, I guess what I've heard people notice. I really just think it's a pull back.
I feel like when it's happened to me, I felt like there's been a pull back in, as we spoke about the anxious attachment.
Yeah.
On a previous episode, when I felt that pull back, I felt it straight away and I started getting anxious and that's when I started feeling like something was off.
Yeah.
And then in my experience with my ex, I was with him in this period and I was literally at his house sitting on the couch next to him and he had Tinder open on his phone.
It's just stupidity, isn't it?
Like, what?
Do you think having the app on your phone is cheating?
Yes.
I see this on like Instagram all the time, whether yeah, this is cheating or just a red flag. Yeah, I think it's too much.
It's you. Why would you have it if you're in a relationship?
Yeah, if you're committed to someone, you don't need that.
No.
To see what's out there.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think just deactivate it.
Yeah, I'm deactivate sure
they,
it.
If he's so worried about it, they save all of your accounts now anyway, don't they? Like you can just log back in.
Yeah, exactly.
It just pauses it.
Exactly. So anyway, I was like, well, that says it all.
So not coming home is a sign. Tinder is a sign. What else is a sign?
The other thing, if they start like buying you a lot of gifts and stuff out of nowhere.
I hadn't heard this before.
Okay, so it's a guilt thing. So I have people in my life who have been cheated on.
Yeah.
And they said that they started getting suspicious when the partner started buying them gifts frequently. Like they would always be late from home from work yeah, or like they would be out late at night or whatever. Then they'd come back the next morning with like flowers or chocolates or like a necklace or like something. And it's because they feel guilty that they're cheating on this person that they love. And so they buy them gifts to and like make up
go
for
about
that.
Life like it's normal.
Yeah, as if like that makes up for sleeping with someone else.
That's so bad.
It is really bad. But I think that that's a sign. And I mean, like now I don't want everyone to think that, oh, my boyfriend bought me a gift last week. That means he's
yeah,
cheating.
Yeah, me with my necklace.
Yeah, I'm like, no.
Should I read into it?
No. It's like when it's like a frequent thing, I think.
Yeah, right.
And if there's other signs, then that's not good.
Yeah.
Know? But I think also, you know, a lot of, I've had this happen a lot. And for some, it's happened to me a lot where I've been the other woman without knowing. So like, for example, a boy has started talking to me or maybe has even like slept with me. And then I find out later that he has a girlfriend.
He's got a girlfriend.
And I'm like a little vigilante. Like I hate that shit. So yeah. I will message the girlfriend and be like, hey, this has happened. I've done it a few times.
Hey chick, just so you know.
Yes.
I hate to be this person.
Literally. And I've done it. And I will tell you 9 out of 10 times they turn it around on me
yeah,
and tell me that I'm lying and it's not true and all this stuff.
Because they can't accept it.
Because they don't want to accept it. So when someone tells you that your boyfriend has cheated, believe them.
No and girl is sitting there going, I'm going to make this yeah, up for fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if a girl's coming to you or even like his mates or something,
yeah,
it's probably true.
Believe it. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I've never even thought about that.
Yeah.
Obviously, I had to find out myself. The girl was never going to come to me. She pretended to be my friend.
Yeah, that's so dodgy.
Oh, although she used to like unfollow and then refollow me on Instagram.
To what, get your attention?
I don't know. But like we random, were friends. She would message me. I'm like, do you want to tell me? Like, I don't understand.
What the fuck?
They were being sus behind my back.
Yeah, that's so dodgy.
People are just shit.
I hate people sometimes.
What would you do if your boyfriend was cheating?
I would use it. I feel like when I when I am going through something like this, I'm like really cool, calm and collected, and I'm calculated with my approach in it.
Revenge.
So yeah, revenge. And that's it. Like I would do it in a really calm, collected way and think about how I'm going to handle it and how I'm going to like out him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't straight away call him and be like, you cheated on me, blah, blah, blah. I would do it very like calculated.
I feel like I'm straight away. I actually remembered I had another boyfriend where I found out 2 years in that he had cheated on me 2 years ago. Like really? When we first started seeing each other. And I got told on Christmas Eve over Snapchat from my hairdresser.
How did your hairdresser know?
So the girl went to my hairdresser and told her.
And said, Taylor.
Yeah, because she had seen photos of me go there. In Sydney, this hairdresser was like an hour away from where we were all living because I moved in with my boyfriend away from where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And she went out there. I'm like, it's not a coincidence that she found that hairdresser.
Wow.
And went there and it got back to me. And yeah, Christmas Eve I found out.
And what did you do?
We went through like the whole Christmas period and just I had to grit my teeth and pretend nothing was wrong. And then the relationship just went downhill from there.
Yeah.
Tried to stay, but you can't.
Yeah. Because you just can't trust them.
Yeah. Even it was 2 years ago. I'm just like, what am I meant to do? Like you still did the thing.
Yeah, it still happened. Yeah. It might have been 2 years ago, but I'm only finding out about it now. So
all these friends to you.
That's the worst. Bad. I don't understand men who protect their friends when they cheat. No. I don't get it.
But then I've also been on the other end and I've known about a guy cheating on his girlfriend. And I was friends with both of them.
Yeah, I think I've been in that situation too. And it's hard because,
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, I don't think I did either.
It's kind of not your place unless you're not directly involved.
Yeah.
And the guy who cheated didn't tell me. My boyfriend at the time told me. Right. So it was just like it got passed along. I'm like, if he had come to me and said, oh, hey, I did this really bad thing, then maybe I would have told her. But I wasn't going to go, oh, so he told him and then he told me. It's just too much.
I know. That's true. That's not your place.
But leave. If they cheat,
leave, dump them.
That's it.
So if they cheat once, they're going to cheat again. There is no such thing as a one-time cheater. Tell you that.
Especially if they get away with it the first time, whether it's with you or someone else.
Yeah, if you forgive them, they will do it again.
Yeah.
You just have to cut them off and never see them again. That's the only way to deal with it.
Simple.
Yeah.
It gets better. There's better people out there.
Exactly. That's not your person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, it is time to spill some tea.
I'm excited.
Do you want me to read it today?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm in love with my best friend. She's bisexual and I don't know if I am. We are both single and everyone thinks we are together because we act like a couple. On the weekend, we went away for a trip with friends. I really wanted to say something to her, but I didn't want to make it awkward as we were sharing a room. We do absolutely everything together. I've never had a friendship so perfect and I don't want to ruin it either. Add, we both have also been hooking up with other guys. I haven't in months now. She slept with a guy on our trip. I got a little jealous, but I'm also happy for her. All I want is for her to be happy. Has anyone experienced something similar? What do you guys think I should do?
Oh, I love this.
I think this would be really common.
Do you reckon?
Yep.
Oh my God. I mean, I've never experienced it.
I haven't either, but I just think it would be.
Yeah, I
think some girl friendships just get so close.
Yeah.
Especially when you're in your early 20s and like with how open people are with their sexuality and stuff now. I think if you're really close with someone, it's probably not uncommon for people to be like, oh my God, wait, am I into my best friend?
Yeah, that's actually a good point.
I haven't experienced that either, but I just
could imagine.
I could see it.
Yeah. Well, like this example, like I think it's really hard though, because you're kind of like torn between being like, I could risk losing this friendship. This could make things really awkward here from here on out if I admit that I love her. It's like, is it worth the risk? Imagine if she doesn't like her back.
It would be so difficult.
It would be so hard and such a like confronting conversation to have.
I think so. She said that the friend is bisexual, right?
Yeah. So she obviously swings that way. But imagine if she didn't see her as like.
I think that first she should tell her best friend that she wants to explore her sexuality, because if the best friend is bi and she thinks that she's straight when really she's in love with her.
True.
What if you came out first and then the best friend was like, oh, like I've been waiting for you to say
this. Yeah, that's a good one actually. A good way to like suss the vibes. Yeah.
Yeah. But then the fact that the friend slept with a guy when they were staying in the same room, that's tricky.
But I think also that if she doesn't know that she's interested in her in that way, then she would think that's fine.
She would never act on it.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's a good way to go about it. Just say that you're thinking of like exploring your sexuality and that you might be into girls now.
Yeah.
and see how she reacts.
That just came to me in 1 second, that idea. But yeah, that would be my advice. Go with that. Go from that angle first, mm-hmm. and then see how that goes and how your friendship changes when, yeah. I guess, she realizes that you guys could be a romantic couple, mm-hmm. and then see if the vibes are there.
Yeah. And like maybe start putting out some hints if that goes well and like you kind of get some vibes.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
And see if she reciprocates.
It's an exciting tea time.
It is exciting.
I
hope
updates.
I know, me too. I hope they get together. That would be so cute.
That'd be so cute.
Aw, I love it. Okay, Taylor, we are back with Spicy Sessions.
I'm a little bit nervous about this topic, to be honest.
Are you?
Yeah.
I like this topic. So we're going to be talking about masturbation, especially women masturbating.
Yeah.
And that it's totally fine, basically.
It is totally fine.
And it's good and people should do it. I think there's such a stigma, especially when you're younger, that masturbation's gross and girls shouldn't do that. It's for men only.
I just had no idea about it. I feel like the first time I ever did, I was probably 17.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's never been something that's like a major part of my life until work.
Yeah, okay.
Until needing to do it. But I still feel like I have like a little bit of shame around it. Like I'm so much more comfortable filming boy girl mm-hmm. rather than by myself.
Yeah. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like not the opposite, but like when I was probably like 14, I did have, you know, I feel like we all have, I feel like everyone has like a sexual friend at that age, like someone that's like there's always one that's like hypersexual by that age and knows a lot about things. So I learned at a very young age about a lot of things. And one of those things was masturbation. And she told me that she masturbated. And I remember thinking, oh, like that's so gross kind of thing. And I look back now and I'm like, why did I have that reaction? Like if she's gone through puberty and, you know, her sexual organs are like maturing, of course she's gonna be horny and need a release. Like that's fine, that's normal. But
why do we have that idea?
I don't know. I think because we don't talk about it. Like people, especially when you're younger, it's not like you have sex ed classes and they're like, make sure to masturbate, girls.
Yeah,
like,
make sure you're enjoying yourself.
Yeah, it's never about exist. That. Yeah. And I think it's just like another thing with like, you know, just history that women aren't sexual beings and that's only for men.
Yeah.
I think, but I still feel a bit ashamed sometimes, not so much probably now, but like a couple of years ago, I would always be like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. Like this is gross, but I don't know why.
I think it's something that still develops, like what we're mid to late 20s now.
Yeah.
And we're still developing this like comfort with it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then when you introduce a partner, so when you get a boyfriend, it's going to be something that you have to navigate with him as well.
Yeah.
And I think in relationships, we can probably talk about men doing it too. Some girls hate it
when
their boyfriend's doing it.
Really?
Yeah.
I see. I wouldn't care.
I saw this story the other day. I can't remember who posted it, but someone was like, what do you think about like men doing this and mm-hmm. watching? And they were like, no way. If he needs that outlet, he uses me.
Right. I think, I don't know. I think like they would prefer it to have sex than masturbate, I would have thought.
Yeah, I think so too.
But I think if you're away or like he's horny all of a sudden and you're not there, it's fine if he wants to masturbate.
Yeah, and same for us.
Yeah, same for us. Yeah. Exactly right.
Which I didn't know until probably the last 2 years.
Yeah.
I didn't normalize it until starting to do OnlyFans and like being with a partner who I'm so comfortable with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is it's just one of those things that, I don't know, it's like a bit taboo. I think also like when I was younger, like when I was like 16 or whatever, it's like if I did ever do it, I always felt so embarrassed afterwards. Like I'd always be like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Like that's really bad.
Yeah.
But it's like, why? And I know that like so many of my friends were doing it as well and like that's normal. But I had this shame with it.
Yeah. I think the moment my eyes opened, it would have been maybe 17, probably around the same time when mm-hmm. I started exploring with myself, I found one of my mum's toys.
Oh my God.
And at the time living in a house with just my mum, my two sisters, like an all girl house.
Yeah.
We would talk about periods, talk about everything mm-hmm. except pleasure.
That's so interesting.
Until I saw that and then I'm like, oh, I'm going to, you know, maybe it is okay.
Yeah.
But I still can't imagine talking to my mum about it.
No, I can't imagine talking to my mum about it either.
But I'm like, all right, you do it too. This is good.
This is good. Go. I'm allowed to do this now. Yeah.
I have a friend. This is not quite on topic, but I have a friend and I was with her the other day and she was telling me about how she thinks she's addicted to porn.
Really?
Yeah. and it's turning her off having sex because she thinks that she can just do everything better herself and a man is not going to give her orgasm.
I have to say, like, I've been in situations where I felt like that.
Yeah.
Times in my life where I've been like, why would I get a man when I can do it better?
That was very, like, I guess, powerful and liberating to hear her say that.
Yeah.
She was just like, why would I? I'm not interested.
I mean, yeah. Good on you.
Yeah. Like, I can watch this and it feels better by myself.
Yeah.
Like, you go, girl.
You go, girl. The one thing is, though, I will say, because like I said, I've been in that position. You kind of miss the physical contact. I know I did. I was like, okay, it's time to start exploring with men again because I missed that.
Have a relationship with a silicone toy.
Yes. This needs to end.
Although I've got one that I love. I also have a friend who's got Venus tattooed on her.
What's Venus?
Venus is a Honey Burdette sex toy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like the best one.
Really?
Yeah. And is she's it got Venus tattooed on her.
My favorite one, I'm going to ask you what your favorite is, but mine is like the suction one.
I don't have one.
It is life changing.
I don't have one.
I tell all my friends to get it because it's like the best thing ever.
Okay, maybe I'll try.
I'll send you the link. It's just from Love Honey.
Okay, so I'll have a look.
Yeah.
The Venus is my favorite.
So what's that?
It kind of looks like a tooth. That was my first thought when it came.
What?
So
like square.
It's about this big and it's got like two prongs and it comes down in like a U shape.
Right.
It basically looks like a U.
What do the prongs do?
So it's meant to be on like either side of your vagina.
So like, or like one side clitoris. In and then one at the top.
No, not in. So it's like, what? You know what? I'm just going to have to show you a photo.
Yeah. The other one that's quite good is the Abby Chatfield one.
I have that and I've lost it.
Oh, no. That's expensive too.
This is like recommendations for the viewers.
Yeah.
All right. Why is it not coming up? Okay. This is it.
I feel like though, if you are looking for your first sex toy, this Love Honey one that I've been talking about, it's $40. It's really cheap.
Wait. See how it's like a U?
Oh, yeah. That's so crazy. Yeah. I've never seen that before.
That's the best.
Wow.
It's a bit expensive.
Okay.
Wouldn't try for your first.
Okay. Well, I think if you're trying for your first, get the $40 Love Honey. We'll maybe put it in the show notes.
Yeah. We'll just link them.
Yeah.
This is not where we plan this segment to go, but there you go. I love it. Okay, Annie, for something a little bit different today, we are going to talk about our guilty pleasures.
I love this.
Well, one of them.
Okay.
What is one of yours?
Okay, so one of my guilty pleasures, this is so niche, I think. I'm obsessed with watching hoof trimming videos on TikTok.
I have seen them.
Have you? Do you like them too?
I do like them. They're a bit gross sometimes, especially when there's like some...
an abscess.
Yeah, some infection going on.
I like... oh, there's like the keratin fingers.
What's that?
It's like there's like these weird things that stick out of their hoof. It's like gross. They're like tentacles. It's really gross. But I'm like, I'm enamored the whole time. I cannot take my eyes off of it. And I watch it from all the way through. It's like 10 minutes long.
Okay. Are we talking horses, cows?
Cows.
Okay.
And it's just like their hoofs are all fucked and they've got like abscesses and they have to like, they have this tool that looks so like pleasing. It's like they shave
it
off.
It scrapes off. Oh. I've seen a couple of them.
It's so good.
It is so good. But I feel like that, I don't know why it grosses me out a little bit.
It is a bit gross.
Do they need it done?
Yeah, because a lot of them, they can't walk and they're really injured. And if it gets too infected, they'll die. So they do need, and their hoofs grow. Like they do need to get them trimmed.
That makes me feel weird.
Yeah, it's a bit strange. It makes you wonder how cows survived this long without humans trimming their
like
hooves.
Have they always just been on a farm with owners?
No, maybe
is there wild cows?
Is there wild cows? I don't know.
They're always in a fence.
Yeah, I don't know actually. Maybe it's like if they're wild, their hooves trim naturally because they're walking around more.
Like dogs sometimes.
Dogs, yeah.
I don't think that's weird.
You don't think that's pleasure. Weird? No. Oh, okay.
I don't think it's
people
weird.
Would think it's. I'm glad you don't.
No.
What's yours?
Mine's kind of similar, but pimple popping.
See, I'm not about this.
I love it.
I think I don't like it because I got told at a young age, never pop your pimples.
Yeah, me too.
So do you pop your own?
Yeah.
No, see, I've but never. I
like, I mean, I don't get that many. I get a few.
Yeah, your skin's really nice.
So I just watch videos. Is that weird?
Are you one of those people that like if your boyfriend has a pimple, you'll pop it?
He won't let me.
Oh, that's really
he
sad.
He doesn't like it. He thinks it's gross unless it's really bad. But so I don't do it on either of us. I just like to watch other people doing it.
That I know it's quite common. You know what I will give you? What are those things called? Not warts. They're like people get them under their boils. I've seen boil popping videos and those are good.
It's like fully leaking.
It's huge.
So gross.
All this pus is coming out.
I think I get a sense of relief.
It is a bit
relieving.
After
I'm just like, oh, that would feel so much better.
Yeah, I get it.
I feel relieved for the person.
Yeah.
That's why I like it.
Yeah.
And then I always get ads for those games on Instagram.
No, it's I've seen them
Dr.
too.
Dr. Pimple Popper games. Yeah. But I haven't downloaded it yet. I feel like that's, I can't do that. That's a new low.
It's like better than the carrot game or whatever that you told me about.
The rabbit game.
The rabbit one, yeah.
Yeah, I'm planting carrots and then popping pimples on the other one.
Yeah. Okay, guys, so we are back with Do You Remember?
Okay. Do you remember iPods?
Of course I remember iPods.
Like a little iPod shuffle?
Yeah, I do. And like the iPod Nano.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
I had a shuffle first.
Same.
It's like the size of your thumb.
They're really small. They were like a stick, right?
And you could clip it onto your pants?
Yeah.
That is an ick.
There was no screen?
No.
How weird. So and you just had to shuffle. Like you couldn't choose what song you wanted.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
You just had to shuffle.
Yeah.
And like you sit on iTunes for hours, yeah. Like make playlists. I was obsessed.
I know. That was really good.
So I had that and then I got the Nano.
The Nano, yes.
Yeah, with a camera.
Oh.
With a video camera.
I didn't get a camera.
I would love to find it somewhere on my iPod because I used to take it to school and we would get in so much trouble. But I just had videos like filming us in class.
Oh my God.
At like 12 years old. No, we would have been older than 12. Like 14, 15.
Oh my God.
How embarrassing. So I was obsessed with iPods.
iPods were such a vibe. And then the iPhone came out and everyone was like, well, there's no point.
I got an iPhone 3 first.
I can't even remember what I got. I think probably same. I think iPhone 3. That was sort of when it was accessible for everyone.
Yeah.
I had a friend who had an iPhone in like year 5. Like she was like the first one in the school to have an iPhone.
It would have been so weird.
It was so weird but so cool and everyone thought she was really cool.
Yeah, rich.
Yeah, literally.
Now they're so expensive.
I know.
I feel like iPods will come back though.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Because people are always like, I don't want to be on social media. I need a break from my phone. Oh. But you still want to have access to music and podcasts.
But then what do you think they'll get a flip phone and then have an iPod Nano?
I don't know. I would 100% have an iPod shuffle on the side.
Really?
Yep.
I'm too lazy to do that.
And just like go home, download all my podcasts, all my music, and go for a walk. I don't have to take my phone.
Actually, that's really smart.
It would be great.
I get so distracted on my walks. Like I end up talking to people on my phone and stuff instead of listening to my podcasts.
I'm like, I'm in the most beautiful place and I'm sitting here.
I know. That's so true.
Maybe I'll just buy one.
Yeah, I should do it.
Yeah. What's yours?
Okay. So do you remember Angela Anaconda?
Yeah.
I loved it.
I do.
It was such a weird show. Hey, Ninny Poo.
The song.
Angela, hey.
I'm not singing with you. Sorry.
Oh my God. It was the best show. But it was so strange. But I feel like all kids' shows are so weird.
We just would have had like brain-numbing afternoons.
I know. Why was it so good? I don't even know.
I can't tell you any of the storylines.
No, neither. All I remember is that it was this freckly girl in an orange dress, I think, with a little bob haircut.
Did you watch one? I don't think it was this show. It must have been another one where this girl did science experiments in a caravan.
What? Hang on. Is it a real life girl or
no, cartoon? No, cartoon.
I don't know.
She had a caravan out the front of her parents' house. It was just like Angela Anaconda.
Really?
But she did science experiments.
It kind of sounds familiar. I wonder if I saw it, if I would remember it.
I'm going to have to look it up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember Angela Anaconda.
So good.
I don't remember loving it, but I definitely watched it.
Oh, I was like a huge fan.
Too good. Thank you so much for listening this week, guys.
If there's anything you want us to discuss, make sure to either email us or send us a DM on Instagram. All our socials are doubledose.thepodcast.
And make sure you subscribe on Spotify and Apple.
And we'll see you next week.
Double dose.